Who's cuter, Tyler? Alexa Bliss or Maki?
Maki.
What? But Tyler, Maki Oda, one of these dime a dozen Japanese girls. And as soon as you become an adult in Japan, they teach you how to be a little girl again. They want you to be like the young boys in NJPW. You have to like talk with a high-pitched voice. The shorter you are, the sexier, according to Kenny Omega. The whole culture is fucking disgusting. And look at this girl start singing a kid's song. And I don't even call this singing, but Excalibur does. Listen to Maki.
The standout fan favorite in the first round of the Japanese side of the AEW Women's World Championship Eliminator Tournament bracket.
He was a sensation in that tournament. And listen to
all right, the dance, all right. Is this the shit you like, Brady? Is this why Brady's buying that game Chinese Parents on Steam, Tyler?
Man, this has to be that game. I have no, I can't see it being anything else. What the hell is this, man? This really happened tonight?
Nah, she's like, she should just bring out a fucking swing set like Alexa and swing around. She let in the Fiend. No, she's a fucking weirdo, this girl. Oh, yeah, Tyler, I forgot. I did warn you she was going to sing, but it does get worse than what you already saw. Listen to her quote-unquote sing. And she's singing over a song with her voice in it. Turn the song up. Turn her down. Do the girl a favor, for fuck's sake.
Is that a cannon? Her name?
Now she sounds like Tammy Sitch in that fucking movie I love. This is the worst, Tyler.
I really like the whole hi. That sounds great. Can I get that on a loop?
Yeah, that needs to be one of the redemptions on your Twitch, Tyler.
And listen to the fans that are chanting.
Somebody super kick this girl, preferably a tag team. Can two guys super kick her at once right now? Can Negative One beat her up like he gets to beat everyone up on Twitter? Everyone's selling for him. Make this girl get on her knees and say, no, Negative One, don't smash me with that kendo stick. Then he takes the equalizer and he smashes her in the face with it. I wish this girl had to spend a night with Gino. They deserve each other.
Yeah, what the hell, Gino? This is totally your type, man. I think it might be that time to touch, bro.
Gino, is that the noise you were making when you kept your mom up all night watching Impact? Oh, God. You just cut to Kenny Omega watching on a big screen TV like Shayna and Nia on like Raw. And he's dancing, loving it. He's fucked this girl. He handpicks the youngest looking ones, this creep.
Yeah, stop made in Japan says, I'm sorry.
Ayako, this is the shit you love. She basically covered this song when she did Fiend Dreams. Where's the I during Fiend Dreams? You did say that you, what is it? It's inside that I combust? I forget, Tyler. That was a personal song. I shouldn't interrogate her over it. And look at this girl. Like, she's got, like, your headphones in. She's, like, listening, like, to a monitor, making sure she hits the notes. I. You're not doing it right. Don't even bother listening to your tone or anything.
Okay.
You're off key. Trust me on it. Tyler, what could Gadula K mean?
I have no idea. Ayako, can we please have a translation of what the song is about? She looks just so happy right here, like she's having the time of her life, and she has no idea how much of...
It's because that's the character in the culture, a big fake smile on a young-looking old lady. I'd rather watch Bad Bunny. When did she bring up ramen? I can't even relate to this at all so far.
Oh,
The best part, Tyler, this idiot does this, right? Britt Baker's in the ring and doesn't kick her ass after. She hugs her. Britt Baker, the best heel in wrestling, liked this. And she couldn't wait. So wait, does that make her a bad guy, this little G word? So am I supposed to hate this as much as I do?
I think you just hit it on the money right now, man. I think this is what we're supposed to be feeling towards this lady. Everyone knows that we don't want to hear this shit in America. So this is why she's doing it.
You know Tony Khan's back there doing the Tony Khan dance to this. He's doing that gay shit. And everyone's just like, I guess I'll do it too. I don't know. Is this, it's a Ross. I don't know.
Well, Tony, the Jacksonville Children's Choir has never sounded better. Maki Ito, the fired idol.
Here we go. They're going to hug, Tyler.
This, the tag team bouts it for one fall with a 20-minute...
Why did that hug have to... Hit, kick her ass, Britt Baker. Curb stomp her to the bottom rope. Put barbed wire on it first.
Time limit. Introducing the opponents first.
From
the
here's your girlfriend, Tyler. This is Thunder Rosa. She is named after Thunder Road, which is where Tyler got her pregnant, and she had to get an abortion.
He's coming every night for us.
Let me in.
I heard a million times a decade. I'm past the point of no return.
Ladies, you know who we're focusing on. The great Maki Ito makes the second appearance I had to sit through. And she sings through the fight, according to Twitter. This is on the AEW on TNT Twitter. This was tonight on Dynamite. The girl we made fun of for Revolution, now she just hits the hook right away. She comes out singing again, and she opens with, I. That used to be like in the middle somewhere. Now we found out that's so annoying, we're going to open with it. All right, here we go. I kind of like it now too, Tyler. Tyler in the chat says he likes her in the song now. I think I might love it. I think I like it more than him.
I was shocked that you guys were shitting on it on Sunday because I even wrote in the chat, I go, is Maki Ito the greatest thing ever? And when she came out tonight, Ayako tagged me immediately like, please, his favorite. Because I mean, I dig it. Why not? We don't need any more Nyla Roses running out here. We don't need any more Ryu Mizunamis. We need cute little anime girl on the stage. And I think she even told the camera, like, who's the cutest? Like, she is, obviously. I love this chick.
She might actually be another victim of AEW. They mixed the audio wrong, so we think she sucks. She's a proven singer. She was a, what do they call it, a diva? They have a word in Japan, a pop idol, okay? She can sing. It's their mixing that sucks.
Hearts Made in Japan says the song is about killing yourself, too.
It's a seppuku song. I knew she was a dead idol.
Die.
I'm starting it over. This shit's fucking fire. I'm going to do a vape hit to it, ladies, and this is the THC kind. This is my provisions cart. All right.
And the fight's on.
Yeah, by God, I'm getting my song in. No matter what.
Best part, listen to what Tony Schiavone calls it. Like,
television, what are you going to do about it?
It's a surreal.
She just boxed Sheeta. The champion.
put some knots in her head.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of things. That was the most surreal moment I've ever seen.
He called it the most surreal moment he's ever seen. This is the guy who saw the giant fall off a fucking building back in the 90s. He can't believe this damn G-word wouldn't shut the fuck up. She's too cute. You got to turn her mic off. She's so damn cute. And Vlides, did you see these mic hits right here? These fucking mic shots are so pathetic. And it really sums up every female match with these Japanese girls in it.
It really, like, the shots, I didn't even notice them until I just watched it on the screen right now. And yeah, they are really, really sloppy and really, like,
N-A-T-H-A-N-W-E-L-L-E-R-B-R-O says we need her to do a duet with Kevin.
I'll handle the song. Thank you, Nathan. I don't need this fucking idiot fucking me up, Vlides. This girl.
The way she was swinging that microphone, it kind of seemed like, oh, man. And again, if you're a Japanese wrestler that Kenny Omega has seen any footage of, you have a job in AEW.
Jingle balls, jingle balls, slick shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
Ladies, are you telling me that Kenny could have saved Hannah Kimura's life?
I'm saying that Kenny Omega has a women's, like, Big Swole cut a promo on AEW Dark that was like, I'm undervalued. It's like, I don't even think Kenny knows you're around anymore.
I think Kenny killed her.
Peyton Cripps says, when is the JT cover of this song coming?
Here's the real version. Thank you, Nathan. Oh, fuck. I didn't know Joan Jett did it. Holy shit. Dracula. Okay, check it out, I see. Okay, shut up, I'm gonna talk over. There's no hi at all in the studio version. And she ruined my lights, kind of. I'm turning them off.
I don't know. I think that kind of rocked. So I'm all for this chick. I don't know why she's teaming with the bad chicks, because clearly that's a white meat vanilla baby face right there.
Why is she doing the acoustic version then? I like the guitar. I don't hear any distortion in this version. Sounds like Rio's song right here, Vlides. Hold on. I got to get this turned up. I hear it. I would fuck the shit out of this girl.
Oh, look at this, Maki Ito. Sing away. And the fight's on.
Yeah, by God, I'm getting my song in.
No matter what.
I would love to see Tony Khan belting this out right now, a cappella himself. He's back there doing spin moves to it.
He's back there probably yelling at TNT because he knows what's about to go on. He knows this network's about to fuck up his whole show.
He's slapping his leg. He loves this so much. That shit's banned, Vlides. What if you're one of the wrestlers trying to have a brawl right now? Are you just going to stop and look at her? Like, how do you even keep choking Akiru, Vicky? If I'm on the other team, I'm like, I'm going to go clothesline from hell this girl because the match started and I get to. By the way, guys, did you see which entrance ramp she came out through, Vlides? I think she's a good guy now. That's my Tony Schiavone voice. I love that moment. I want audio of that. Gino, we need a dollar. And we need a clip of Tony Schiavone pointing out which entranceway Scorpio went through, despite him already being a heel for 2 months. But Valides, is this girl a heel or not? She's always on the heel team. She teams up with the guy and the dentist. So I think are we supposed to hate it? And that's why we love it now. We have this wrestling psychology down so well. We can contrarian anyone. We know who we're supposed to hate and who we're supposed to like. And we do the opposite.
She doesn't do anything heelish, though. She comes out, she's singing a fun song, she's dancing, she's cute, she's bubbly. Like, it's fun. And if she was a heel, she would maybe come out and, I don't know, she wouldn't be doing this.
Didn't you boo Bayley for being all those same descriptors?
No, I love Bayley. Ding dong, hello. I have the new shirt. I can't wait.
That's a heel show. You don't even know
what you're.
I swear you're a girl. You don't even know wrestling.
She was reading tweets about how nice people are.
You ever try to talk to a girl about wrestling? Isn't it humiliating for them?
It is a little rough, but you give them the basics, Kevin. You don't want to go too hardcore. Like, I know every single thing.
I go advanced. I tell them right away, Baron Corbin will be WWE champion one day. You're just too stupid to know yet. You haven't been watching long enough to get it. Stupid girl. Go watch something. Go watch Go Big Show. Fight, fight, this is my show. Fight, I watch fight, Maki fight, Ato. Ladies, the stay safe spells are coming in like never before.
Oh, look at this, Maki Ito.
All right, we're done. I'm sorry. All right, one more time. We're going to let it play through.
And the fight's on.
Yeah, my God, I'm getting my song in. No matter what.
Why couldn't Rio do this? Is this like how Funkasaurus came up with the Hall of Pain, but Mark Henry stole it? Is this Rio's song?
You think Rio wanted to come out and be the bubbly cute girl singing, and some reason they're like, give it to this other girl. Maybe it was, because I don't like Riho, and I wasn't a big fan of Brodus Clay. So
she's bubbly. She's bubbly, and he's bubbly. Why don't you like them?
She's not real bubbly for me. She's not this bubbly. Nobody's this bubbly.
Don't make me bring up Jericho right now. What an amazing clip, ladies. Maki Ito is still there. I thought we'd be more angry about it, but we love it. It's our new Fozzy. We sing it like Jericho's out there with Sammy. We have Judas in our mind or whatever the fuck that song's about. This one's about the same thing. It's about killing yourself like the Fozzy song. Thank you, Ayako, for telling us that. And thank you, JT in advance, for your version of it. And then, Bleedies, Tony Schiavone said that was so surreal. They're laughing. Jim Ross is popping over it even. They love this shit. And it's because Jim Ross is imagining if he was in charge again, all the people he'd have to find tonight. But he doesn't have to. What a relief. This show can do whatever they want, and he doesn't have to worry about it. And also, the fact that Schiavone called it surreal made me think maybe she decided to do that on her own, Fleeties. I mean, this company does have real independent contractors. They're just out there doing whatever they want.
Well, and this girl's been employed for, 5 days? So, yeah, maybe she kind of went out there, and when the song stopped, maybe she's not used to this style of wrestling where, hey, we're on television, you're supposed to get in the ring now and brawl. And she's like, no, I'm just going to keep singing. And yeah, that's why everyone was cracking up. Like, she's not from here. She doesn't speak English. She's just doing her thing. Good for her.
Thank you so much, Gino, for that song, Link. I never would have thought a studio would actually let her record that somewhere. That must have been somewhere overseas. It's weird shit out there. A lot of weird shitholes out there, Valides. And during this trios match, Jim Ross forgot Thunder Rose's name. I'm running faster than bad news, Tyler. We lost her. I know, we thought we hated Maki Ito when she came out singing at that Revolution pre-show. And then we thought we hated her twice as much when she came out on Dynamite and sang over a match. But now that she's leaving, I don't think I hated her at all. Look at the cute picture she tweeted. She's with Lance Art. That's what CM Punk needs, a red hat, a Fred Durst hat. Finally, we found it. If that was just a red Yankees hat, CM Punk could grab that. Look at Maki Ito. She's like me. This is what I do in our logos. I'm pointing at the eyes. She's the cutest in the world, Tyler. And if I hear the song one more time, maybe I'll memorize. The middle finger with the Dark Order. Remember when she said motherfuckers on BTE? Why does she have to leave?
Man, this is so upsetting. I was hoping she would have stayed forever. You know, she could even replace Riho, honestly. We've got to see her debut song again, man.
Oh, my God. She tweeted the hug I hated. The hug that I spotlighted in that video. Why would she hug her? Britt Baker, I was talking about. Britt Baker should hate this girl. Now, I was very confused when I first saw Maki Tyler, but I'm always that way. I hated Elvis Costello when I first heard him. But now, you know, I feel very differently. So, Tyler, I have to, everything I love, I hate first. And I think I love Maki.
And Maki is the one. There's nothing more beautiful than her debut either, man. I honestly watched that about five times every other day.
I just didn't know how cute she was. I think that's the problem. Let's take a look at her singing, Tyler. It's epic, okay? That's what they say on YouTube.
And the fight's on.
Yeah, my God, I'm getting my song in. No matter what.
I might like her more than Abaddon. I might be more in love with Maki than my undead princess, Tyler. And I think I feel some responsibility. Not like I'm some almighty. I'm not Bobby Lashley, Tyler. It's not like I'm the reason she's gone. But I'm a part of the problem that's the reason she's gone. I was lashing out about her in hate, just like Twitter was. And we all should have waited a week and realized she's so cute.
Yeah, man, and we're all quick to just say that she's not the one, but she obviously is the one, and we need her back as quick as possible. Maybe we could turn things around here and have her want to come back.
Is that in the song? Whoa, I'm the motherfucking one. Well, because I feel like the way you said it, it was like a clever little song reference. Don't tell me it isn't, Tyler. Whoa, whoa, I'm the motherfucking one. Whoa, 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 whoa. I love that shit. I know the whole thing. Is this in Rocksmith, Tyler? I got Rocksmith remastered. I'm learning guitar. I already got Chris Jericho's song bought. Do they have an AEW pack yet?
Man, we're going to have to get an AEW pack soon and requested, man. How has the Rocksmith been going? How many songs have you gotten down so far?
Oh, I did all the small things, and I did what I've done, Linkin Park. I just started crying on both. They're so emotional. Tyler, I'm doing the lessons. I'm
jingle balls, jingle balls, slick shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
What the hell was that? Sonic Gino, Tyler, just played the holiday jingle. Tyler, Gino, we're going to check out your video. I hope it's Maki Ito. Tyler, I'm learning my chords again. You know, I picked up that ukulele, so I know my uke chords, and I got to relearn my guitar chords. I'm learning the most important ones first. C, A minor, F, and G. And F and G are a pain in the fucking ass. But luckily, all these go together. Like, my finger stays, this finger stays in the same spot during three of those four chords. So I'm going to be able to play I've Been on the Bus, in the Train. I'll be able to get that on guitar in no time. Those are the chords for it.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Now, how much of a similarity would you say there is for it being playing the ukulele?
Oh, God, they're both so easy, so they're similar in that sense. But the guitar just sounds better. And even when I have it playing, let me show it to you, Tyler.
Yeah, I got to see this guitar, man.
What's better, the $30 uke or this bad boy? Tyler, it's got that fretboard that Chris Conley has on his guitars. I think that's a Gibson style. I've never heard of them. I play an Ivy guitar. That's a better brand. They're shinier, I think. I haven't seen a Gibson in person, Tyler. They photoshopped the ones on Amazon. So, Tyler, the chords we're talking about here, we're talking about our C, which is one of them, and then that goes easily into an A minor. Just one finger is going to move over here. And then, Tyler, this is where it gets complicated. We got to flop two fingers to get that F. Then the G, you got to move them all. So it gets a little weird for the last two chords. I'm working on it. Tyler, you got to see me in Rocksmith. It's just like Guitar Hero, but real. It's so responsive, no latency. Don't listen to what Butterbean Jim says. I can't believe they figured this out. I don't know how Ubisoft, of all people, did it.
Ubisoft was the one behind this? Man, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, I was still so surprised to find out that this is actually with a real guitar, man. That's fucking dope. You gotta get a whammy bar.
I'm gonna be out there with Maki. Imagine me out there like Joan Jett during a Ronda entrance, but Maki's singing. Tyler, do you like my uke stand? I keep my ukulele on a stand now.
That's fucking sick. Yeah, I saw you pick it up. I was wondering what you were about to do with it, like cover it over the strings, pinch it. I know there's some device that's like that, but this is a fucking stand, and it's sick.
I have a matching stand for the guitar, but I can't pick that one up, Tyler. One day, I'm going to be doing my DDP yoga soon, and I'm going to be even more jacked than this. This is a free flex. No one redeemed this. I'm going to be even more jacked than this soon. Tyler, Gino sent us this. This is the studio version of Maki Ito's song, and I don't really like it because it doesn't have the hey, 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 hey. So there's some work that can be done. I mean, it's a better song this way, but better isn't better with Maki. We want cuter. This ain't as cute. And she doesn't like this. She didn't write this. Here we go. Hey, 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 hey. See, and then they put too much chorus on the chorus. I want to hear her. Naked Maki, nothing but Maki, you know? It ain't the same with all that distortion and production and backup singing. Here we go. She's so cute. I think she's saying fuck right there. Tyler, let's make a video called We're So Sorry, Maki, and put this up.
Oh, man, I'm so down there. I'm definitely apologizing to Maki. We need you back in AEW, man. And honestly, I can't
Peyton
say that
Kripp
that
says,
studio version
JT
is any
Maki
better.
Ito
jingle
released
balls,
a-
jingle balls, slick shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
And CM Punk, we're not sorry to you. Get the fuck out of here. We're done with you. He doesn't even have bags under his eyes anymore. Who would ever like him without bags under his eyes? Tyler, Gino sent us a video again. Fuck him. What a piece. Oh, wait, it's Maki Ito. Thank you, Gino. I love Gino. Oh, my God, she's real. I feel like Beatlemania. Like, I just want to faint. I don't know. It's a weird feeling when I see her now. And for some reason, it might be because she doesn't have as many naked pictures as the other Japanese girls. It's almost like she resisted the whole culture there.
Yeah, man, Maki's pure, and you could tell just from that performance. There's no way that that live performance is going to be any worse than what that studio version was. There's something about the raw vocals that is just so beautiful, yeah, and it adds emotion to that cuteness of her.
It's the emotion, for sure.
Face big.
Oh, she's ugly.
Face is the cutest.
Oh, my God, she's so cute. I can't figure it out. What is she?
Face big, but the face cute.
Tyler, who's cuter? Maki or Coxic?
Maki, hands down. Always.
What? She's cuter. Well, then again, if she said what is Nathan's name, she might say cuter.
Nathan Weller. What is your name? Nathan Weller. What is your name?
Nathan, why do you always do the tit grabbing thing when you listen to that? And what is his name? I think Maki could say it cuter. You're right, Tyler. Let's listen to the queen.
So good. Cute face, more they can easy see, easy. If many
she's retarded
people,
or something.
Many people play.
I think she's a retard, Tyler. Who's cuter, Tyler? Alexa Bliss or Maki?
Maki.
What? What? Even Alexa with a pentagram and five candles?
Oh, man, I seen that Alexa picture. I haven't seen any photos at all, Maki.
Hearts Made in Japan says 2TUH today, Jr.
Today, Jr. Thank you, Ayako, a Billy Madison reference. I love the trailer for that movie. We're going to watch that, too. Gino, send a dollar. I need the trailer. Tyler, Alexa Bliss wears the cutest schoolgirl outfit, and she looks so pale and vulnerable. And she has the black eyeshadow expanding out as the demon eyes can take hold. That black's going to keep going. The same black Randy Orton vomits. She's so cute, Tyler.
Yeah, but she's like blonde, man.
Good point. Yeah, you're right. And her nose. Maki Ito doesn't have Alexa's nose.
Me?
I have that makeup.
Me? I have a big face, so you can easy find me. So my face is very convenient, maybe. I think.
Oh my God, so, Tyler, she's in her undies like me. Look, you can see her knee like my knee.
Oh my God, you can see her knee. Holy shit. You know, maybe this innocence little effect that's happening on me right now is going away. Alexa might start taking the lead soon.
Tyler, I have Maki's, but never mind. I don't have anything there. It's just my knee and my balls, Tyler. I don't have Maki's anything.
I'm lucky. I'm a lucky person.
Yeah, you're about to be. Wait till she meets
jingle
me, Tyler.
Jingle balls.
You're gonna be real
slick
lucky.
Shaved all the way. Oh, what fun it is to shave your little balls today. Hey!
She is lucky. She's got a new Kevin Little 666 Twitter account coming her way. And if she's married, her husband has three kids and two families, Tyler. And I have to let her know that I'm gonna protect her. I'm gonna protect my Lexi, my Maki.
Yeah, she's going to be really protected, man. I wanted to see on this video if she's going to pull out a Geoduck at any point.
Oh, I hope she eats Geoduck, Tyler. Tyler, oh my God, there's another Maki video. All right, Gino, let's see what you sent us here. You're on a roll. This could be the Santino cameo talking, but good job tonight. Oh, I don't like this one. She sounds even more retarded. Ayako doesn't even sound this bad. Gino, where are the subtitles? Oh, there's only Japanese ones, Gino. Auto-translate. We got this, Tyler. Let's see what Google Translate thinks she's saying. You know they've never gotten this right, but they keep including it. I'm a magmar. You should take in
I'm
front of
the... I'm the best in the world right now.
No, I'm a magmar. Oh, thank you, Alfie Gray. Alfie Gray just gifted a sub to J-Tay. The great J-Tay must have.
I would like the kids' meal with chicken fingers and a small coffee.
J-Tay must have 18 months.
I'm the best in the world right now.
Because Alfie has shown the respect to J-Tay that many others have. The voice of TWFS J-Tay is always gifted subs, and he should be. Thank you, Alfie. Thank you, J-Tay. Also, G-Caked.
I'm the best in the world right now.
G-Caked cast a Stay Safer spell. G-Caked, thank you. That's 100 elixir. And I'm putting the lights on, Tyler, because you got gifted a sub now.
I would like the kids' meal with chicken fingers and a small coffee.
Tyler, I can't find the lights again, but they should be on because Nathan Weller just gifted you a sub, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan, for the sub, bro. What is your name?
How many months are you up to, Tyler?
Man, I have no idea. I could be stacked on 4 or 5 right now. Just keep adding on to it.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Tyler. Let's gift one to Luigi. Is she on here? On Twitch, everyone was on there, so we could gift it to anyone we wanted. Twitch even had 4 Ayakos. Like, we had so many people to gift to. On Trovo, no one speaks English. I get confused. Like this video. Wait, what did she just say? I'm a Magmar. You should take it in the front like a demon. I bought the bait and I'll put a max. What the fuck did you send me, Tyler? Or Gino, not you, Tyler. 5 units depending on how we hold it. A unit like a dick? Because in America, we call dicks units too. What the hell are we watching?
I have no idea what the fuck this is. This is very confusing. I don't understand these references at all. Like Magmar, isn't that a fucking Pokemon?
How does she hold a unit? I can't kick. My eyes are glued to the screen. Oh my god, this is how she holds her unit. Look at the grip. Oh my god, that's tight. That's a vice grip. Oh my god, she's gonna suck the mic, Tyler. She has a unit in her hand, Tyler. She holds a unit with her pinky out, so she's a bit snooty when she's blowing us, Tyler. Like all Japanese women. Five units, though? Holy shit, Tyler. I've never even had a threesome like you. You've had a threesome, I mean, and I haven't. So what about a fivesome, Tyler? You ever have 5 units, including yours?
No, man, we never went to 5. I gotten close to 4, but one of the girls didn't really do anything. But I really like how she's holding out this mic with the pinky out. You know where this pinky's going.
It's too cute. Oh, Tyler,
Alfie Gray says.
That pinky's going up the 3rd unit's ass. Thank you, Alfie Gray. He's a subscriber and used his TTS. He also used 1,500, I believe that is mana. What the hell was that spell? Thank you, Alfie Gray. You're the greatest. Oh my, look, she even dresses like Alexa, Tyler. She's a wannabe. She can't let in the fiend. She's not as cute as Alexa.
No, man. How old is this video? This looks like it's filmed on a 2004, like, TV. Then she's just never aged. She had to be wearing this way longer than Alexa.
August. Ricardio VRDO says Neon Genesis Evangelion sucks.
Thank you, Ricardio. He's talking about Animatrix again. This video came out in August of 2020, Tyler. Well, that's a long time. When you think about how me and Aiko haven't played chess since August 2020. But it's not a long time as far as style goes. Her fashion can't change for the better soon enough if this was that recent. I'm just kidding. She's beautiful. She's way cuter than Alexa. We hate you, girls. All right, here we go. Let me find Alexa singing. Imagine if she would do the Santino theme. It would be way better than when I did it. That looks just like Rocksmith. There's a UI on the screen. Sorry, Tyler. Sorry, Tyler.
But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and
what if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if
she is so cute?
What if it's meant to?
Then again, take the filter off. The nose gets normal size again. Tyler, this is the same filter that tricked me into getting engaged to an Aussie. I fucked an inbred and got it pregnant. Or it could have been her brother's baby, but I think it was mine. And Tyler, that's what this filter can do. It's a big lie. Let's wait for the next clip. Imagine all the freckles under that pimple if she's anything like Jessica. I hate freckles!
I love it. I want some more of it. Ooh. I try so hard. I can't rise above it.
Oh, yeah. That's how she holds a unit, Tyler. And that's how she puts a mouth on a unit. Let's get another shot. Okay. So if we compare form, I think Maki might be cuter based on the unit holding. And the singing isn't as good with Alexa, but we'll give her one more shot.
Sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me.
Let's see how she sounds from the trunk, Tyler. Shut the fuck up, Alexa. All right, Tyler, it's official. Maki's the cutest in the world.
Yeah, man, I'll definitely take a whoa, I'm the motherfucking one over anything Alexa does. But honestly, if I were to put anyone's music above all, it has to be Ricardio.
GK47 says Kevin's about to bust.
Tyler, you might be the cutest in the world. You just sing it so good. You got to put your effect on and sing to Thunder Rosa, the woman you got pregnant back in 20-something teen. And now she's a star and won't call you. You're stuck with the baby. She fucking abandons the family and goes, paints her face like Darby. Sick in the head, but she deserves your auto-tune.
She does deserve it, man. You know, when she was in NWA, she had no problem with responding to my Instagram DMs. But the moment she goes into AEW, she doesn't know who I am anymore.
And I remember I can never defeat, but I find it hard to be.
And this is Maki Ito. It's not Ayako herself. She always tricks us. She sends us a video with a Japanese woman in it. And we always think it's Ayako again. But let's see what Maki Ito said on YouTube.
Are you going to WWE soon? Or what? No, nothing. No. I don't go. No, never WWE, please. Why? I don't go.
She'd rather go to the Squid Game than WWE. Vladis, you even know about Squid Game? I started watching the show. Don't spoil it. Don't bring it up. But Ayako's seen all the videos from that, I bet. But Vladis, Maki Ito knows. She didn't need Mick Foley to tell her. Why would I go to WWE? I know, it sounded like a Ryan Satin question at first, and it's shorter. It's only 23 seconds. But once you get through all the lost in translation words and you figure out what she's saying WWE sucks.
Obviously, yeah. And she realizes, I think what a lot of people are, at least what I notice, is just from watching New Japan, you watch the reaction and you watch how some of these stars are pushed and how they're featured. And then you turn your head to WWE. And even if the guys are super talented, whatever, it doesn't seem like they're getting the same treatment that they're getting elsewhere. So if I'm Maki Ito and I get to sing and dance and have a fun time on Dynamite, but then I still get to go wrestle in Japan, that's the gig you want.
WWE soon or what? No, nothing.
This is how Ayako talks, Bleedies. That's why she won't call in. She sounded like this. She tried to do a companion once for NJPW.
No, never WWE, please. Why? I don't.
Even Ayako worked for WWE. She got to be an on-site medic. She was this close to giving Ronda Rousey CPR, but Ronda didn't get hurt that night.
I don't go WWE, but why?
Ladies, Ayako almost kissed Ronda. This was the worst Raw. This was the night we should have tried out Maki Ito. Did you know she's unsigned? She said she has no deal with WWE or AEW, and I don't care how many COVIDs there are. Give me another 19 of them. This girl is the top seller on pro wrestling tees, Tyler. Did you know that? She probably only has one shirt. How many could she have? She must have the lyrics to the song on the back. I'm getting it. How is the top selling PWT wrestler not signed?
Man, she has to be signed somewhere, and she's keeping it on the hush-hush. Maybe she's made some promises to either-or company, so she doesn't want to say she's talking to any of them.
Triple H, get your arm around this girl on Twitter. What the fuck is taking so long? I want to see this girl on tonight's Raw. Instead, we saw Retribution, and they're grunting still. And they lost, at least. They faced the Lucha Kings or whatever they're called. This was tough, Tyler. What's Maki Ito holding out for? And let's go look at her pro wrestling tees. What the hell is she selling? Does she have a butt plug on there? How is she outselling Y2J, Tyler? I almost said that like Coxic. G-cake. J-cake. How is she outselling Y2G, Tyler?
I don't know how she could be selling out Y2G. She's fucking taking over, honestly. We have to get her shirts, man, obviously.
I'm pretty sure we had to sit through two Indians wrestle tonight because they're supposed to sell this much. And there's Indians all over this site not outselling Maki Ito. Look, she's got four of the worst shirts you'll ever see. And she's selling these things. That's lyrics right there. I found the lyric tee, Tyler. It says it right here. Oh, my God, load already. There it is. That is the whole verse right there. I'm getting this one, Tyler. It's only
$27. $27? That's a fucking steal. We got to grab as many as we can before they're out of stock.
Tyler, I ordered a Ken Shamrock shirt last night, so I was going to make fun of that price, but I spent that on a Ken Shamrock Lion's Den in cursive shirt. Kurt Angle talked to Ken Shamrock. The two ankle locks came together on the Kurt Angle podcast, Tyler. YouTube didn't tell me until 2 weeks later. Now I got to subscribe to every Conrad channel just to know. I thought if you binge watch one, they'll all pop up. YouTube's algorithm is fucked. They should have all the fat guys on the front for me. I want all that Conrad shit. But Kurt Angle talked to Ken Shamrock. I watched the whole thing. I bought the shirt Ken Shamrock was wearing. And I even watched a Ken Shamrock match. Look at this, Tyler. Ken Shamrock fought Beta. And this was on a wrestling show, Tyler, back in 1997. You were dead then. You didn't even get to see this pay-per-view. Ken Shamrock's first match. Now, I watched this, but as soon as Shamrock brought up his first match, I paused that podcast, bring it up on this monitor, watch the match. Come back to the podcast later. So, Tyler, I see this, and take a look at this. What the fuck?
Shamrock with the knees. Oh, the knee right to the Vader's face. A hard shot.
That was a real knee, in case you missed it. Well, don't worry. We're going to watch this over and over. Now, watch this. So, you know, Vader, Tyler, he's got a reputation. He's real stinky. He doesn't wash that outfit. So Ken Shamrock's putting up with the stench. And he knows Vader's calling this match. I have to deal with it. I'm completely submissive in my first match. He's going to hold his nose and just endure. So, Tyler, apparently this Vader, too, is mean to Shawn Michaels. And Shawn Michaels made Vader cry. So if you keep hitting me like that, I'm going to get you fired, you fat fuck. And wash your fucking boots. So he rolled out of the ring and cried to Jim Cornette. That's secondhand from Cornette. I didn't make that up, Tyler. That's a real story. So this guy works stiff. He'll hit you hard. His eyeball came out of the head once. Mick Foley's ear came off against him once. I mean, shit just happens when you're fighting Vader. You don't wrestle Vader. So Ken Shamrock's first match, he's got to be stiff, right? Now, there's so much to Ken Shamrock's story I never knew. I'd love to go over the whole podcast. Did you know he wrestled trained pro wrestling before he even fought MMA? And he wrestled MMA pro wrestling before pro wrestling or MMA, and it was some hybrid, and he started it, and Forrest watched it, and it was called Pancrase. All this stuff happened, Tyler, and I had to learn about it from Kurt Angle.
Damn, man. Yeah, Ken Shamrock fucking started Raw Underground, basically. Yeah. So we have Shane fucking stealing ideas and shit. And I can imagine Vader just being a fucking asshole to work with. So Ken Shamrock is completely in the right to be throwing all these stiff shots in his first match.
Kurt Angle loved these stories. This is the face he was making the whole fucking time. Just the biggest smile. And that made me care more, too, about Shamrock's story. Like, it was like, finally, I can talk about real fighting. That's all Kurt was thinking during this. Enough of the bullshit podcast with Fatty. Tyler, Ken Shamrock got hit in the fucking head by Stiff Vader. Ken Shamrock. All right, so listen to what Shamrock said about this. This was how Shamrock described the strike. Let's see the strike one more time, actually. Look at this.
Hearing afterwards how people were talking about how Vader laid me out, and he cold cocked me, and I'm thinking to myself, what match are they watching? I mean, like, he threw a punch at me. I rolled with the punch, which is what I normally do when you're sparring or working with somebody. Punch comes, you hits, you roll with it. And I went down to sell it. And I remember people saying, boy, he really caught you with that one. And I just kind of chuckled. Like, I'm not going to deny it, right? I want them to believe everything they're seeing. But I'm chuckling because I'm like, he never touched me. I mean, like, it was like a pillow. Is that and not against him or anything like that.
Tyler, apparently Vader's the greatest worker ever. He just knocked this guy out and convinced him it was a pillow. Is this one of those things where, like, you know how Rose Namajunas head kicked that wonderful chink boxer? I have a China shirt. I can say that. And China's my president. I can say that. I'm technically Chinese after this stolen election. So this chink girl loses her. Wei Li Zhang, that's her name. We'll edit that out later. She got the head kick, but then she got up like, I'm fine. Nothing even happened. That happens, Tyler. You get knocked out, and then you don't remember. That's why Joe Rogan doesn't want to interview Ken Shamrock after Vader knocks him out, because he's going to say something this stupid, even 20 years later. Like, we don't know what a punch looks like and what wrestling looks like. Everyone backstage, Michael Hayes knows what he saw. I know what I saw. We know what he heard. What we heard. Is Ken Shamrock playing tough guy, or is Vader the best worker we ever saw?
I feel like Ken Shamrock might be playing a little bit of tough guy. This background that you informed me on of Mr. Ken Shamrock's is making me a little suspicious here.
He even broke Vader's nose with the knee. That's another revelation from this interview. So you break Vader's nose. He's going to give you a receipt. He's as Japanese and old school as it gets. He can say chink, too. That's how Japanese he is. So after you do this, look, watch him even create range. Let's go back. What a fun match.
Well, they have barriers.
This whole thing.
No play.
So he's even going down for him. Yeah, these hurt. Ha ha. Then a knee breaks his nose, and he just gets up right away. Here it comes. Oh, right, not there. Might have been that one, but there's one right
Shamrock
here.
The knees. Oh, the knee right
must be
Vader's
the other
face.
One. Gets
hard
up.
Shot. Vader.
Pushes him off first to make range, but Shamrock comes back in a little too quick.
His legs are getting wobbly.
He wants to hit him. He's setting him up for it. Like, now he feels safe after the push-off. Wait for the second push-off. Oh, you fuckface.
Good grief.
He rolled with it, Tyler. Oh, my God.
He's in the zone.
What an amazing first match. Apparently, everyone afterwards just told Ken how great he did for taking that. Basically, you took that punch and you didn't complain. We'd love you. Vader came up and said, you did great. Such a good job. Bret Hart told him how good he did. Tyler, imagine if Bret Hart never left us at the end of 97. After Shamrock had that amazing rock program, he could have went right in with Bret Hart for a year and a half. A nice distraction from the title for Bret Hart was Ken Shamrock. I would have loved that storyline. Instead, Bret got speared by Goldberg.
Yeah, he was out there getting speared by Goldberg, and he didn't want to have anything to do with Ken Shamrock. You know Bret Hart in that fucking title picture for sure. But you know, that fucking punch from Vader was actually awesome. And I got to give props for fucking Ken Shamrock for not complaining about it. I'm on their side.
In this Kurt Angle podcast, Shamrock acts like he didn't have a program after The Rock, though. He just forgets the whole Owen Hart thing. Didn't he have a dungeon fight and a Lion's Den fight? And then he says he should have done something with Steve Blackman. And then they show a picture of when he did do something with Steve Blackman. So he's very forgetful or selective with his memories. So this knockout punch here isn't the only thing he's choosing to remember or not, Tyler. I was there for every day of his career. And that's why I had to buy that Ken Shamrock shirt. Only $33 after shipping, Tyler. And it's half polyester, so it's going to last forever.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with half polyester, man. That's the fucking material to have.
Look at Vader. God, I miss this fat fuck. He was so awesome. Ah, you fucking asshole. Fuck you.
Good grief.
Get the fuck up. But look, he recovers so quick. He's right. He even changed into position to do his move. He isn't hurt at all. He's completely there. He rolled with it. What the fuck? Does it hit the shoulder? Come on. He got hit in the fucking head. This is real, I'm telling you. This stuff is real, Tyler. I'm sick of everyone telling me it's fake.
Man, that's for sure not fake. What we're watching right now is the most legit pissed off Batman I've ever seen in my life.
Three.
Watch though. Watch this sweep right here.
He's
rolls
in the
into position.
He's in the
or slides into position. Now rolls. He's
Uh-oh.
Fine.
Uh-oh. He's got the hold on it.
But that's because idiots like him think that's what wrestling is. What? That's what we do. We go out there, club each other, knee each other in the face. I break your nose. You concuss me. I tap you out. Your ankle's okay, right? I don't know. I'm getting an MRI. So, yeah, he comes in with that shoot wrestling anyway. He wants to get hit that way. He even said to Kurt Angle if he faced Shawn Michaels in his first match, he would have hurt him. Because he needed a Vader first to really get a guy that could take the punishment that he didn't know he was supposed to be giving in a match. And also a good as a starting barometer going forward. So if he broke Shawn Michaels' nose, that could have been awful for a beginning. Didn't he face Shawn Michaels at the DX pay-per-view later that year, Tyler? December 1997.
Man, I have no fucking idea if he was able to face Shawn Michaels at that event, but I do remember very vividly the first time I've ever seen Ken Shamrock was a match against him and Steve Blackman, or maybe they were together. I can't remember.
Tyler, I loved quizzing you on stuff I know you'll get wrong. I'm shaming you, Tyler. It's how I keep you oppressed. Of course he faced Ken Shawn Michaels at Armageddon in your house, DX 1997. Jesus, Tyler, catch up. And I remember I came out of the field.